Vamos, put up your manos. Members attempting to unite all Chicanos, Latinos, and los Estados Unidos. Don't care if you're Ricans or even Cubanos. Look at our coaches. We have more common. Don't let them divide. These suckers are vultures. Either we standing together or better be standing aside. Now is the time. Don't know about you, but I'm gonna ride. We gotta climb. Fight for your veins, man. Where was your pride? Where were the gunners that you got inside? Look how our ancestors came to this country. They tried to be living the American dream. Don't throw it away. They promised you money and got you raging for the machine. Pick a new team, you flesh up to lizard, but that is the system that you wanna bring. You need to think, we gotta fight communism, cause it look like we on the brink. Connect all the links, a one party system is taking the power from all of the people. We need to sink. When will you listen? These people are evil and won't treat a sequel. So what is your plan? Hand in hand, we're standing together, cause it's the one never to do what you can. Please understand, we gotta do better, so walk us, remember that we took a stand. Escúchame, 24 es el año, si se puede.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Latino Free Minds. This is episode number 67. We are live at the headquarters, the grand opening for Denise Aguilar and Jim Shoemaker. Denise Aguilar is the state assembly candidate for District 13. And Jim Shoemaker is a state senate candidate for District 5. So right here in the Stockton, San Joaquin area.
County.
Yep. County. Yeah, so this is a live look at the crowd. It was really packed earlier, so we're kind of waiting for the right time to go live. So if you hear the background noise, I mean, you know, like I said, we're at a live event. So, you know, thank you for tuning in, and then, you know, hopefully throughout this we can get Jim and Denise to sit down and some other folks here that are, you know, trying to fight for this state and, you know, just be active.
Yeah, it was it's been a really good experience, like Daniel said. I think if they would have had more support, they wouldn't have been able to fit in the headquarters in the building. I think there was people outside. But it's really impressive what they've done thus far. Everybody's really excited. There's a lot of support. I'm glad to be a part of this event tonight, and especially in my backyard. You know, this is where I'm from. I live in Stockton. Denise is from Stockton. Jim Shoemaker is also here, local. So I'm really proud. I was telling Daniel that while Denise was speaking, she got everybody pretty fired up, and I showed him my arm because I got goosebumps. You know, Daniel came up with the fighter series, and she's definitely a fighter. Jim is a fighter too. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that we've got some good representation here. So, you know, we've kind of talked about this before, is that if you're not fired up and ready for November, you should be.
Yeah, no, it's you know, my first political event to attend, and like you said, man, when Denise was giving her speech, that really fired me up, and then when Jim came in, he was also, you know, it's like they're giving you the reality, right, of what's going on here in California.
Yeah.
So they're ready to fight. And, you know, we're glad to be here supporting these two fighters that aren't, you know, that are tired of what's been going on. I think, you know, that's the sentiment with a lot of Californians, is they're just tired of how far they've gone, how far they've pushed everything. So, you know, again, I'm just excited to be here, man. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of representation, Republican representation from the area. One of them said representation. You know, is that they're actually going to go out there and represent us, not their progressive agendas that I don't even know where they get the direction on some of these agendas, you know, some of these other representatives, but they're genuine. We've said it before in other podcasts, is that when we talk to these people that are running for local office here are really genuine, and everybody that we talk to, including the, you know, Jim and Denise, they're exuding, you know, the genuineness. So, you know, if you've never been a part of anything like this, I do encourage you to get involved and be a part of it. And, I think you'll be excited. You know, you're talking to real people in the community, and you'll be surprised how much you have in common. We spoke to a bunch of different people, you know, whether, you know, they were Hispanic, first generation born here, second, third, it doesn't matter if they were white, black, you know, minorities. We've got a lot in common, guys. We talk about unity, and this is what it's all about, you know, coming together for one cause.
Yeah, no, for sure. And there's a lot of different organizations out here. So, you know, there's the Central Valley Impact Republicans here. We have the Californian Republic Assembly. Let's see, the Latinas United Republican Women Federated, the Election Integrity Summit, and we also have the North Valley Young Republicans here. So a lot of different groups that came out to this. You know, I think a lot of people that we spoke to have a common goal of just wanting to save the state, to fight back, you know, to get people to show up and vote. I think that's kind of one of the things that a lot of the people I've spoken to here today was talking about, you know, getting people to show up and mm-hmm. and go vote, right?
Yeah.
Because even though they might want us to think we're the minority, we're not. We just have to show up, and I feel like everybody here kind of has that feeling.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's the silent majority that we hear about. So it's time to no longer be the silent majority, just be the majority straight up.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is kind of cool, man.
I know. Yeah, dude. It's a nice office. Their headquarters here. It's a great spot. You know, as far as like being, like they were saying, right in the middle of Stockton. You know, huge portion of the area they're going to be representing. They're from here. I mean,
yeah.
What else could you want?
You know, I'm from Stockton. I drove by here earlier today just to see where the headquarters was going to be at, and it's right smack in the middle of downtown Stockton. There's a lot of things to fix here in Stockton, but it's nice to see that the headquarters is right in the heart of Stockton where it needs to be. One of the gentlemen that was speaking was saying that the last time that they had a headquarters in the middle of Stockton like they do now was back in the Reagan era. So, you know, that was kind of cool to see it. It's taken a long time to get to this point, but it was nice to see that.
Yeah. It's cool, man. Like you said, it just pumps you up, right? It pumps you up to just want to be more involved, to see a lot of people in person, right? A lot of people we never met, and
yeah. You know how we kind of joke around, but not joke around about making this cool, like local elections cool, know what's going on in your community cool?
Yeah.
Is that, you know, you watch a football game or a basketball game, and you how much time do you invest into that?
Like easily three, four hours.
Okay. And what really happens? How does that really impact what you're doing? I mean, if they win, was it worth the time invested into that?
Not really, right? You could have done way more.
And if they lose, then you really think like you just want those 3-4 hours back of your day, but. But with something like this, is it's real impact, man. It, you know, impact in the community. When you talk to people, it's they're real conversations.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a fake like, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
My name is, you know, Dave, and my name is Daniel,
mm-hmm.
and it ends there. You start talking about real issues. You know, we're not being shy about triggering someone by something that we might say.
Oh, yeah.
Or anything like that. So,
yeah, you can speak freely, you know. I think a lot of the people, you know, right here, right behind this window, in front of this window here, is they have a taco truck. So I think a lot of people are getting some tacos right now, you know, enjoying the event. But, yeah, this is going to be their headquarters. They're going to be working out of here. You know, they're talking about their plans to doing a lot of basically boots on the ground, walking and knocking on doors, doing things, the old fashioned way, right?
Well, I mean, you know, you can't buy ads in a newspaper anymore. It's kind of like what they were talking about is like, that's the old way. the dinosaur way. But this is a celebration of opening up the headquarters, but the hard work is going to start after this. So one of the things that they said is, you know, you got to go out there and buy sneakers and hit the pavement and start doing the real hard work, because that's how they're going to get their name out there in people's minds and get them into Sacramento.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Oh, wait, I think she is. I found
that's,
her.
That's the important thing,
she's
right?
She's out there.
To get these people into the building, right?
Yeah.
Their name's on the ballot. That's step one. Step two is, you know, get them in there. I think the numbers showed that, like I said earlier, if we show up, the people out here show up and vote for change, you know, these two should be in the legislative, you know, in Sacramento.
Yeah,
helping stop all this crazy legislation. You know, they were passing out that little what is it? A little pamphlet, like a little brochure, or what are these called? This thing right here. And you know, it has
it's
all
called,
the
like
bills,
a cheat sheet.
Yeah, that are backed by the Democrats, and I mean, just some real crazy bills, right? And it's good educational stuff for the people to see, right? So, for example, let's see, they have here SB 132 allows men to transfer into women's prisons if they self-identify as a woman with no guardrails. So all you got to say is for a man
to identify.
Yeah, just say you're a woman, and I guess the state has to comply with whatever it is you believe or say, right? You don't even...
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. It's like, you don't even have to be anything. You don't have to change. You just say it, you know, it gets done. So, you know, stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of, we've talked about it before, a lot of the bills that pretty much either attempt to or actually remove parental consent, you know, that stuff. I don't know how anyone thinks that's good stuff to pass. You know, stuff like that, we have to have people go in and fight against that, reverse a lot of those bills, and, you know, sound like a broken record, but showing up, that's the way we're going to get it done.
Yeah, and that's the bottom line, is that we just have to get off our butts, and, you know, being here and hearing people speak, and you could see their body language, the way that they're expressing themselves, you can see if it's genuine or not. And one thing that I wanted to point out is that when these people were talking at this event, is that the agenda that they have, or, you know, the motivation that they have, and it's all faith-based. And let's compare that to, you know, the Democrats, is that when they speak, what is their motivation? What is their agenda? You know, Daniel was talking about the bills that they are backing. You know, are they faith-based? And I would have to tell you, no. It's ideology. It's an ideology. It's a progressive ideology that we don't even know who's promoting this with them, or, you know, where are they getting their marching orders from? And I can tell you that the people that spoke here today, they're getting their marching orders from God. So
God, and, you know, they're really hearing what the people have to say. They're taking the people into consideration also. And, you know, we've had it with all the candidates that we've had on. You know, they talk about how they're all moved by God. Basically, right, it's a common theme with everybody we've interviewed before.
Yeah.
That, you know, they felt it in them through God to stand up and fight, you know, to get involved.
I dare say it's a calling for them that, you know, it's a calling from God to get involved and take this step and represent the people the way that they are.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way that I can describe it.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, you know, like, first event, right? So hopefully the audio's all good.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see, right? I can hear Danny. He can hear me. So, We're kind of just going off of that. You know, nobody's texting complaints. So.
Hopefully it's going good.
Yeah, hopefully it's going good. You know, if not, you know, you guys know the intent, right? We're here to support these people more than anything. And, man, just, again, just seeing it in person, a real event like this, real people.
Yeah. And, you know, the other really good and interesting part is that, you know, we've talked to people that just came in and supported the candidates. And more than several people have said, hey, you know what, these people or this person is the real deal. So it's just more affirmation that we need to support these people and get them into Sacramento. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
So.
So, you know, people are in here. Let's see. I'll change the camera view. Kind of talking, getting to know each other. You know, it's a fun event. You can see Denise right there talking to a group of people. It's a fun event, you know. It's cool. Hopefully we can make more of these, you know?
Yeah, after this one, I would say that I'm looking forward to the next ones that we could do like this. This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was talking to a gentleman that is with the California Republic Assembly, and when he was speaking out there, he got me fired up, and I want to, you know, actually reach out to him and see if I can support them in any way, since, you know, and that's for the entire state of California. So if anybody's interested and they want to be a part of an organization, look up California Republican Assembly and reach out to them, you know, become a part of it, you know, get involved.
The website is cragop.org. So, you know, visit the website. When we upload the episode, we'll link it. But, you know, we're looking at their what they believe. And, I mean, you know, the best way to put it is, you know, we say common sense. You know?
Yeah, I was reading their pamphlet. And it starts off with what we believe, and it lists a bunch of different things. And I was reading it, and I was like, you know, this is like all, you know, common sense. If you're, you know, God-fearing person, with those type of morals, but it's kind of crazy that common sense doesn't seem so common anymore. And then the other thing that was just interesting is reading their mission statement. You know, it's all about principles. What's it?
Sure.
What's that? Oh, I'm good. Thank you. I appreciate it, though.
There you go. Live event.
Yeah.
But, no, it's... what were you saying? Sorry.
Oh, no, just the California Republican Assembly mission statement.
Oh, yeah.
And
easy, simple stuff. Stuff that, I guess you could say shouldn't be controversial, but for some weird reason is. Like the lady we were speaking to earlier, how she was saying about the good will be bad and the bad will be good.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah. That kind of reminds me of that, because it's a lot of things that just, you know, Second Amendment, believing your family, less government, less taxes. The basic things, right, that shouldn't be controversial. That's what they believe in. That's what they're, you know, trying to help people comprehend or join, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a real simple mission.
Yeah. The other thing, too, that Denise said that was really interesting is that she challenged her opponent to a debate. And, you know, she said that, you know, they've been calling her an extremist. But her, you know, views and her values are actually they're not extreme, kind of like what we were talking about right now. But she challenged her to a debate to see if the progressive ideology was actually the extreme one, and for, you know, the people to be a judge for themselves, to, you know, see who the extreme is really is. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, we said it before on the when we had other candidates on, is there should be a debate. There should be no
every
reason.
Single time.
Every single race, doesn't matter if you're running for janitor. You should have a debate. If you're running for janitor of the state capitol, you should debate the one that's there now. I don't know. Yeah. But in all seriousness, but like every, you know, assembly seat, any form of government debate, you know, if you've been in there, you're the incumbent. You should be able to defend the bills you've voted for or against, give your reasoning, and that shouldn't be difficult, right? You have to stand on what you believe, and again, let the people decide. I think Denise calling out her opponent and calling out for a debate, that should happen. Regardless, right? And like she said, let the people decide. Name calling and all that's to me, that's weakness.
It really is, because if you believe in what you stand for, you can speak to it. You should be able to speak to it, not with name calling or slandering or anything like
people.
The defame. There you go. And you should be able to back it up with, common sense, not necessarily common sense, but just
civil
discussion.
Discussion, right?
Yeah.
Just the ideas. These are yours. These are mine.
Mm-hmm.
Again, what makes the most sense?
You know, talk about solutions. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I really want to know about a lot of people that are running for public office is they're running on, public safety, mm-hmm. solving the homeless issue, mm-hmm. and school, right?
Yeah.
And you know how my mind work is that I want to know what their definition of fixing those are. So we know that Gavin Newsom's is probably just throwing more money at the problem, not changing the policies, just throwing more money at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know other solutions to it, you know?
Yeah.
I want to know what their definition of a solution to the homeless problem is. I want to know their solution to, the school system. I want to know their solution, for public safety.
Yeah.
Not just the same old.
Yeah,
same old.
Yeah, providing solutions. Like, I think, is that what they said when they were up there?
Yeah.
There are two people that are going to provide solutions for the state. And again, I don't know what more people could want. We see how the state's turned into. We see a lot of these cities we talk about all the time, how we're from San Jose and how much, we see the decline.
Mm-hmm.
And, for sure.
Just last night on Instagram, I saw a post about someone that lives in the Oakland area. He was just driving by and he had his camera facing the sidewalk. And if it wouldn't have said that it was Oakland, California, you would have thought it was freaking Brazil or some third world country or something like that.
Yeah.
But it was pretty bad. And, people were making a lot of comments about, what Republicans are going to do to change that. And, a thought came to my mind that we talked about on the show was that, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different outcome. And, I would tell that person that put that post is, how long have the Democrats been in position to make a change?
Mm-hmm.
And answer that question for yourself.
Yeah, no, for sure. But yeah, we're here. We'll see right now if we could get Denise or Jim. Talk to them real quick, but in the meantime, we'll kind of just let the camera roll and go from there.
All right.
County, we represent Merced, Stanislaus, and San Joaquin counties.
To Daniel about actually being like
excited to be here, be a part of it. Thank you for inviting us and allowing us to be here. I wrote down on the board that you and Jim gave me goosebumps when you guys were talking. I literally turned around and I looked at him and I showed him the goosebumps that I got when you were speaking.
It's so, time, you know, yeah. It's time and the energy is here and it's a high vibe. Yeah. People are really excited for this and mm-hmm. it's just, it feels all guided. God has completely guided this. Mm-hmm. We are going to take back our nation. This yeah. is how we start.
Yeah. One of the things that I said earlier is when you were speaking and or anybody was speaking is that it's genuine, but it's faith-based. Mm-hmm. And when you were talking about the opposition, you know, we talk about ideology and progressive movements, and we think about what their motivation is, and, you know, you can't compare the two.
No.
One
no.
is faith-based, mm-hmm. and one is, where's it coming from?
It's greed and an agenda to make a name for yourself and to create this cushion for yourself when you get into office. You know, people want to keep their seat and not represent their constituents because mm-hmm. there's a lot of money involved in politics. I have no interest in any of that. I have interest in my children, in your children, mm-hmm. in our families. And so you can feel the difference. You can feel yeah. this is like not something I want to be a part of when you talk about the progressive policies, what mm-hmm. they've done. This was what you want to feel. This was like the high energy of we
so
are
that's
together.
I got the goosebumps from that. Yeah.
It's true. It's all true. You know, I never thought I would be here. I never thought I would have a second chance at life. I mean, I never thought I would be alive at this age. That's how crazy it was growing up. Yeah. I thought I wouldn't make it, you know, to 30. Yeah. And my lifestyle was such a dangerous lifestyle. But now it built me for what we're experiencing. Those are the real gang members. That's the real cartel that yeah. that is trying to take our freedom. And it doesn't scare me.
Well, that reminds me of, didn't Ice Cube say that one time? Is that mm-hmm. They were like, hey, we're not the ones that have the airplanes and import all this garbage, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
So it kind of goes back to that beat. Those are the real
yes, they
cartels right there.
We saw they brought in, you know, they bring in guns, they run guns, the operation Fast and Furious yep. brings in weapons, and then they want to blame us, and they build yeah. these ghettos to keep us in fighting with each other so we don't pay attention to what they're doing.
And it's a distraction.
Yes, that's all it is. Mm-hmm. And I was able to break away from that, and now I see and I can look at what the agenda is, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
Who better?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think like Danny said, the speech you gave, it was cool. It was like, yeah,
I want to see those heads roll.
it's literally, I'm gonna like kick in the door, but mama's home. Let's get to work.
I told Danny, I almost pulled the, you know, in Waterboy when the girl shows up with the knife and he's like, you know, I was almost about to.
Oh wow. Yeah.
So, you know,
it's real. The energy here is real. The mm-hmm. energy to want something better than what we've been given is real. Mm-hmm. And like you said, who better? I mean, I've experienced both sides of the coin. I know what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. I know they want fatherless homes. I know they want us in a system. I know they want
broken
to take
up.
God out of it. So that way they can capture the children. They already captured the men. They feminized the men mm-hmm. and they've captured a lot of the women. I mean, mm-hmm. you see a lot of these women are transitioning their children. Yeah. They've captured the women and they're very close to getting the children, but I'll be damned if somebody mm-hmm. takes my kid or your kid.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a really great group of people who are prayer warriors and just there. We are ready. We're so yeah. excited.
So it starts right now. So
yeah.
Yeah.
It's, headquarters grand opening, I yep. guess, is the start of hitting the ground.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be doing legal ballot harvesting. We're nice. Going to be doing register to vote. We are doing Latino outreach. I mean, this is going to be, they're not going to know what hit them. Right now, I know my opponent is sending emails, calling me all these names. It's like, girl, let me get you in the community. We're really going to be talking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you said that we've been talking about, it's like people got to show up and debate.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how do you not show up and defend the policies that you either voted for or against. It's like if you're about your beliefs,
stand on it.
Stand, yeah, you know, and 10 toes, like you said.
I think they got used to winning by default.
Yeah, non-engagement. They're just people like, oh, they'll vote Democrat. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh no, I want to talk about it. Let's debate. I want a 2-hour debate. Mm-hmm. Sit there and actually take questions from the community, and none of this soft stuff. Yeah. What are you gonna do about housing?
Softball questions. Yeah.
Let's talk about why we got in the situation. How did we get a housing shortage? What are the policies you're supporting that have taxed us to death and put in place so much bureaucracy and red tape where people don't want to build? They can't build here. It takes too much money.
Yeah.
So you created the housing crisis, and now you're pretending that you're gonna solve it, and that's just. Yeah. It's not going to roll like that this year.
We were just talking about that too, is that so a lot of candidates are running on homelessness, right? Solving that issue, public safety in schools, right? Yep. So we talk about definitions, is that someone may have a definition of solving that problem that may differ from, you know, my definition, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to know, I know what your definition is, but I want to know the opposition's definition of solving that problem, because haven't they been in control for
20
decades?
Years? She's been in office for 20 years.
Wow.
Involved in the community for 20 years. What have you done in 20 years besides put a homeless shelter right next to a KinderCare? Literally sharing a wall, and you have homeless men exposing themselves to children, and now you've just traumatized those children for the rest of their lives. What she did is she put this homeless shelter next to the KinderCare in a park by a skate park and an elementary school. And so now you took away three things from kids to put a homeless shelter that doesn't even serve people anymore. It was just tents. So let's actually do an audit and find out where all the money that you took for this, where's all the $600,000 that you took from San Joaquin County? Where did it go? Where's the money go that you used for the Cesar Chavez High School? Where did it go? These are the questions that we should be asking. Yeah. This is the question we should be debating, not these soft ass questions of, what are you going to do about the homeless issue? What are you going to do? $17 billion. What are you going to do? So throw more money at their nonprofits that actually don't do anything for the homeless situation. If they did, we would have people housed. Mm-hmm. We would have programs to get people out of homelessness and out of poverty. But we don't have that right now. They're just giving them money, giving them cars, giving them needles, giving them drugs, and thinking that that's going to solve it. It's not going to solve it.
Yeah, no, 100%. Awesome. Yeah. Cool. But thank you for having us here, for inviting us. This is pretty fun. It's our first event. I don't know what to expect. I was telling Danny, I don't have no business cards. I should have printed out a QR code. You kind of lessons you learn, right?
Oh, for sure.
But it's still fun to kind of get your toes in here, get your feet wet, so to speak. And,
it's all about support, too, though.
Yeah.
It's like, if we can support you in any way, that's all that really matters.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the first time I went canvassing, it was
Met
Jim and stuff like that. That felt real good. Felt like I did a good deed for the day, but I want to do more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you guys give us the motivation to, get out there and do that more now that you guys actually have a chance in November. So,
that's awesome. We're going to need all the help we can get. I mean, we're never going to compare to the progressives' money. Right. They're going to have money poured into this.
Yeah.
But what we can do is we can get the volunteers and be actually in the community and talk to people. I mean, we heard earlier, nobody ever feels like they have their questions answered or even asked. Nobody cares to ask. We go to this local bar down on the east side, and this lady said, I found your flyer on my door. Nobody ever comes to the east side to talk about these issues. I'm going to vote for you because you came here. We have to be inside the community. We can't expect them to come to us all the time.
Yeah.
We have to be there, present, and really want to know, go in there with an open heart to know and understand what the needs of families are.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. It's a lot of money. It's big money, right?
Yes.
And even, in the sense of what we do, right? We're a small podcast, and then there's a lot of other podcasts too that are trying to do the same thing. But, you're battling billions of dollars of CNN, Univision, whatever, that's
money. That's why they're used to winning by default.
Yeah. But not no more.
Break it.
We're breaking it this year.
Yeah. So you guys are more than welcome to come at any of our events. We would love to have you document it and get your QR codes and get all your cards.
I'm gonna hit Vista Print or whatever it's called. Get some little business cards.
I got a hookup for you guys.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Cheap. Yeah. Good stuff. So
yeah, I noticed people were handing out the papers. I was like, I should at least printed some out. But yeah,
it's all right. It's your
learning,
first.
We're here to support you.
Yeah, we're rookies.
It's all right. It's all a learning process. I did not come up with that table overnight. Like I really years of experience learning what I needed to get. So
no,
you guys are more than welcome anytime.
All right, cool. Man. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us here. I don't know if
Jim,
we can get Jim for a little bit.
Just a few minutes, not too long.
Sure.
Cool. All right, so we go off the cuff. I don't know if we told
you. Then you guys are in trouble with me.
You might be in trouble with us. I don't know.
Oh, no. I'm good at coming back.
No, but, you know, we were telling Denise right now, it's our first live event.
Yeah.
So, cool. You know, in a sense, like, you don't know what to expect. If you're fully prepared or not, but you know, at the end of the day, the experience is awesome, right? Because you get to see a lot of people that are, you know, in the fight. Because one thing that you hear here in California is that we're outnumbered, nobody's gonna show up, and you know, just all
low,
that stuff.
Low voter low, turnout.
Yeah, the turnout. Yeah. But you know, seeing a lot of people come to just this event. It's like positive reinforcement that like, okay, yeah, there's more of us out there that want change and are tired of the way things have been going.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, you see the community.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, tonight you saw this community, but this is a representation of the entire county.
Mm-hmm.
And as for me, I go over into Alameda County. It's the same thing. There were people that came here from Alameda County,
yeah,
you know, because they know me or whatever, and they were invited, and they came. They spent that hour driving over here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of them told me about the sweet spot to drive over here, so I got to remember that because I'm on my bike most of the time because I can shoot through traffic.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what was amazing about tonight.
Yeah,
tonight was just this was incredible. To see the diverse group of people that represent this entire community,
mm-hmm.
because that's what it's about, you know.
Who was it that said that this is California right here? Someone was.
Oh, that was Steve Dink, you know, our supervisor, you know. But that's the whole point, you know. I mean, I was.
That's real diversity, right?
Yeah, it is. But see, the thing is, it's we're all. Look it, we're all human,
mm-hmm.
and we're all. Part of California,
mm-hmm.
you know, or this country. It doesn't matter. The point is we're Americans here, you know? And the challenge that most of the families, working people, I'm a working guy, man. I'm a laborer. I've been a laborer. I've been, you know, in the trades of truck driving, everything. So when I start breaking that all down, it's like, I've worked with everybody, you know? And all there's good and bad everywhere, mm-hmm. okay? It's how an individual acts with everybody. So,
and I think that's what everybody has to eventually come to realize is that there's good and bad in anything that you see or do, whether, you know, different culture or work industry or anything. There's an infiltration of bad in anything. But once you're able to identify that, you can... digest things a little bit better.
Yeah.
You know? And one of the things that we talk about is that, you know, we feel that we are the majority.
Yeah.
We're just, you know, the silent majority. The fringe left is the loudest. So, you know, they get the most of the attention.
They're trying to convince us that we have nothing and we need to look to them for everything and that they'll take care of us, you know, from cradle to grave, basically.
And that they know what's best for us.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly, man. It's like, hey, I know you need to pay $5 for gas or $6 for gas now.
Yep.
Actually, $6 for me. So, but you know, I mean, this is a nonsense that we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
We have these elitists that go, I'm in my little cubicle. I know all these people. They're going to have to do what I say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're shooting for, to control all of us. So not any one of us can make a decision for ourselves, telling us we have to live in high-rise buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got friends. They love high-rise buildings, but Not me.
I don't.
Yeah, not me. I want some land. Not I want me, some land in between.
That's amen, man.
That's why I
need room to go outside once in a while.
Yeah,
you know?
And fresh air. Yeah,
you know.
That's why we moved away from the Bay Area, you know.
That's it. Oh, that's right. You were telling me about that. Over there in San Jose, right?
San Jose.
Yeah.
San Jose. Hopefully they turn that place around. It's like the entire state, right? It's a beautiful state.
Oh, yeah.
But they, you know, a lot of people left. But the problem is the fighters didn't.
It is.
So we're still here.
Well, think about it. In my own family, my son moved over to Nevada. Mm-hmm. Now, his wife's grandfather was the undersheriff here in San Joaquin County.
Mm-hmm.
He moved over there. And it was because of tax reasons.
Yeah.
Because his retirement was being affected heavily here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been a blessing for my son and his wife because they can live there, and they take help him. And and unfortunately, his wife passed away. But, you know, Dad, move here. Get out of there. You know, stay here with us. You know, type of thing. We go see our grandchildren up in Oregon, my wife's kids. And it's like, this is beautiful, but Oregon's trying to fight as fast as they can to be better than California. And how can we screw with your lives? You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, and I tell them, I said, you know, I was born here. I was born in San Pedro, California, down south in LA. And you know what? There's no state like this.
No, there isn't.
There isn't.
I mean, we got the best weather. We got the best of everything. And these guys are trying to screw every bit of it up.
Yeah.
So
100%. You know, we've joked about moving away too, and we've actually kind of looked at, you know, other places to move to in the past. But like you said, we're not gonna leave California.
We're in the battle.
If we move, it's almost like conceding.
It is.
You know, and we're not gonna do that.
No way, man.
No way.
For me to do what I'm doing, running for this office at a time I'd rather be on my bike and travel in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told my wife, I said, Matt, you know what? I've been working since I was 10 years old when my father passed away. And it's like, I think I put in my time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also at a point going, I can't give up because there's just, it's too important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you
know, too much at stake.
It is. And there's, look.
It's, for example, for me, kids, grandkids, you know, and their kids, there's just too much at stake here.
It is.
Someone has to do something.
Well, that's the thing. And I think in the battle that we're dealing with right now, what gives me hope is younger children and kids are starting to look and going, okay, I can't buy a house. I can't do this. I want my freedom. Mm-hmm. What happened? You know, what'd you old guys do?
you know? Yeah.
You know, but it's like going, yeah, well, now you got to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, you went to sleep. Your teachers and your schools, this public school system, brainwashed you to be stupid. Because it's easier to manipulate sheep than lions. But, and what we need is lions right now.
You know, I talk about John Taylor Gatto. He was do you know about John Taylor?
I've heard his name.
All right, so he's a award-winning teacher, right?
Uh-huh. In Oakland?
No, he was in the East Coast.
Oh, East Coast. Yeah. Out of Long Island.
Yeah, okay. New York area, yeah. Long Island, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he came to the conclusion that the school system is to extend adolescence. So instead of
good point.
So instead of having strong, independent young men and women
yeah.
at the age of 14, 15,
yeah.
I'm talking yeah. real independence.
Like I understand. Could, yeah.
You know,
it's time you're on your own and, yeah, and yeah, raise and, a family.
If you had to,
yep.
you could, right?
That was my dad.
Yeah. So you know, extended adolescence means that you're 30 years old.
Yeah.
And if you had to go out, yes, sir. if you had to go out and, you know, be independent,
yeah.
you would struggle. You wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah.
And that is the reality now.
Be looking to the government to take care of you. I mean, mom and dad, let me live in the basement.
Who's mommy and daddy now?
That's it. Government, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you look at where we're located right now at this place here.
Mm-hmm.
We have the county building. On one side, we have a county court building on the other, and we have the welfare office at the far end. Okay, and when you look at that, and what really hit me, and I've been coming down to Stockton a lot, different times I've spoken in front of the board of supervisors and everywhere, but the amount of tents that are up across that from the building, giving away free phones, Now somebody tells me they get free iPads or pads or whatever.
Holy smokes.
And I'm like going, and I had one of these guys tell me one time, yeah, man, I got to get another phone. He goes, this is the fourth one I've had this year. And I'm thinking, okay, who's paying for this? I mean, I'm working every day.
Did you say you're welcome?
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. And that's the point. I'm looking at all the guys that are busting their butts today to raise their family, take care of their children. And here this government is taking our tax money. And it's like no responsibility. You went through four phones and somebody's giving you another one? I said, no. How about this? A swift kick in the ass and you get your butt out there. I go, because if you can carry the phone and flip numbers, you can go work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We need accountability again.
Yes, we do.
And I mean, because like I said, I've been working since I was 10.
Yeah.
And I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of people. I've hired hundreds of people and I've been an employee of companies. And I learned when I was an employee, for me, always to work as though I'm working toward the Lord, to do the best job I can.
Yes, sir.
No matter what, under the circumstances. And if it was challenging, I always knew, you know what? There's another job for me somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I knew I could do that, you know? And I got to speak to a private school, Christian private school yesterday, and there was a few hundred people and the adults and the administration. And the questions those kids were asking, you know, actually quite a few were pretty unique. And, you know, it was good to hear. They weren't stupid.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, so. I think that's what the biggest misconceptions is, that young people these days are just automatically lazy.
Yeah.
Don't care. Don't have manners. Don't have an interest, like, you know, work ethic and stuff like that. But I think a lot of them are craving that accountability. They really do crave that.
Yep.
I've seen it. I'll give you an example. So I'm in the auto body industry, and at some point I had my own body shop.
Oh, wow.
And I would have friends come and visit me.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's just say their son, with, you know, 10 years old, 8 years old, was visiting too. And they were doing something that they shouldn't have been doing. And, you know, I'll ask them, I'm like, hey, do you want to help me, you know, clean this up?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and they start cleaning, and then they come back and they go, all right, I'm done doing that. You got anything else I can do?
Yeah.
And then my friend, their dad, goes, how in the world did you do that? He's like, I can't, you know, keep them still for 2 minutes. And you have them out here, you know, doing this, organizing that, cleaning
you
this.
You don't coddle them.
No.
You don't coddle them.
They desire a sense of purpose, too, even though that they're young.
Yep.
You know, you got to give them that attention because, in my opinion, they...
Responsibility. You got to give them that.
It gives them, like, a sense of purpose and something to do. They want to help.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, you know, for boys, we've neglected our boys.
Yeah.
This idea of feminizing them and turning them into what God never intended.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need to create in that boy a warrior spirit.
Oh, yeah.
To understand that, you know what? You're going to be responsible. You need to take charge. You need to learn you're going to take care of a family someday.
Mm-hmm.
And that job is going to give you that, you be there on time. You do the job you're asked and you follow through on it. And I have learned with those that disciplined their children have respectful children today.
Mm-hmm.
Those that gave them timeouts and counted to 10 and everything else, they're rebellious. They're rebellious. They're, you know, and they have problems with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yet at the same time, this falls back on the father.
Yeah.
Because he's the most important in the family. The mother's a nurturer. But the father gives safety and security to the daughter, and he gives them ideas and directions for the son.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The mother can't do that. And we're missing that because we're depriving families of a father.
Yeah.
And we got to get back to that responsibility.
Yeah, well, we agree.
We agree with you. It's something that we always talk about in our podcast.
Cool.
We... Thank you for inviting us to come over.
We're glad you made it, man.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
This is a fun event.
help you guys out, or, you know,
it's not even, you know, I was talking to Daniel. It's not even about that. It's, you know, just supporting you.
Well, thank you.
Denny. Yeah.
Thank you,
know,
you guys.
Anything that we could do.
We appreciate it.
You know, we'll do.
Does somebody else have a key to this place? Because I don't have mine.
But I mean,
Jessica, yeah,
you know, like Danny said, thank you for having us here and for
you.
What you're doing, and
thank
however
you
we can help get your name out there, and hopefully more people to show up and vote for you guys.
You got it.
You know, that's all that matters.
Well, then we're gonna be on it. Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys, man. Thank you for coming and bringing.